to the Reckless Dice Live Play Sessions with your Game Master, Doc the Weasel. This is the introductory session to a sandbox adventure entitled Buried But Not Forgotten. Enjoy! So when we last left you guys, it was a year and a half ago, you guys left Ubersreich after that horrible, horrible thing with the Skaven. You've been traveling back forward. Manfred went to Altdorf. You guys all went there, but he went there specifically to connect up with his college. You didn't see any of that. He's all mysterious. He never talks to you guys.
Hey, college folk. Bunch of frats.
And so you guys have been moving around. Lars, you've been looking for your father. A little right. Father's killer.
Researching. More about my father.
Yeah.
Which I don't really know.
You haven't seen very much. You've heard some people try and research that symbol that you had, but you haven't gotten too much out of it. There's maybe some kind of suborder within the Church of Sigmar. And then Manfred's been investigating this book that he doesn't necessarily talk to you guys about. But that's led you to this small town, Buchenhof, in Ostland. And you guys are very happy to be in Ostland, very far away from the Reichland, very far away from Ubersreich, very far away from all the problems that you left behind when you left there. So there's one. The day starts, and it's a fairly normal day in Buchenhof, and in the Brandied Buck, which is a very nice establishment, there is a middle-aged pewtersmith telling a story to a somewhat interested merchant. That story starts with the phrase, "What? You haven't heard of Lucan? The wizard prince? Oh, man, you haven't been in this town long enough." Manfred, you sit and you watch this whole thing go on. Mm-hmm. There's this middle-aged man. He's from he's one of the pewtersmiths around here, and there's a number of pewtersmiths. Pewter is just something that they deal with in this town. They export a lot. It's him, his apprentice, and this merchant who's just staring off in the distance, trying to just do, geez, maybe even not trying, he's just doing the bare minimum to not be rude. Says, "Oh no, the Lucan, he's the hero of this town. He's this whole area. You know, this of course is before, you know, Sigmar unified all the tribes and such. This is a savage time. But there was Lucan was a wizard, not like one of these other wizards, this college wizards." And when he says that, he specifically does not look at you. If he were to look at you, what would he see?
He'd just see just gray, dark clothes, the big hat, and the assortment of things, and just the look on my face, I'm just kind of staring out into the distance.
What color hair does
just black.
Black hair? Okay. Well, he specifically doesn't look at you when he says that thing about the college, and you feel his not looking at you very intently. Mm. No, not this stuff. This is, he didn't cast those kind of ridiculous, cursed spells. He cast, he knew the secret magic of the forest. And he was a trickster. This is a story about and he starts thinking, he starts going through his mind. Oh, yes, when he went against the Fire Witch. Yes, so he'd heard about this witch lived up in the hills, and the people of the tribes, they'd sent soldiers to try and defeat her, but they'd never come back alive. So Lucan heard this, and he took his three-color cloak. And he took the brown from the dirt and the yellow from the wheat and the light blue from a summer's day, and he wove it around himself, and he turned himself into a common merchant, like a traveling man. And he called himself Schmidt.
Impressive.
So just as this story's going on, Ella walks downstairs. This is about before eighth bell. People are having breakfast. You walk into a room. It has about five tables, and normally it's about half of it's full. But this morning, all the tables are taken. There are people, and they're taken up with a motley assortment of people, and they're all sharing tables. There's some locals sitting at one end of a table, and there's some traveling merchants sitting on the other, and they're trying very hard not to pay attention to each other. It's obviously crowded. There are people standing up and eating their breakfast. It's somewhat of a common hangout for some of the more well-off nobles. And some of the merchants who come in here, usually the laborers go and stay at the Horns. They stay at the Brandy Buck. There are 5 seats available, though. And those 5 seats are all sitting around the table that the wizard is at.
Mm-hmm.
The wizard who you've seen while you've been here, he's stayed at this place, but you've never spoken to him. You have heard things about him, and that's what you've heard about him. So as Ella is walking down the stairs, what do people see in Ella?
She's not overly stunning in any particular way, but there's a certain, like, I don't know, prettiness to her. She, like, kind of glows from within. So, I guess in some sense, she's not striking, but she is noticeable.
Okay.
And she's wearing just, I don't know, like, a dress, I suppose. She's got some leather on.
Is she wearing, like, traveling clothes, or is it something more...
Yeah, I suppose so. I suppose, yeah, they're traveling clothes because she doesn't really stay in any one place for too long.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So probably not a dress, maybe like pants and a blouse and a little thing
Whatever. Yeah.
Podcast can't see what my hands do.
for those of you watching at home.
I did a vest.
An elaborate garment.
But you're running.
So as Ella approaches the bottom of the stairs, mm-hmm. a tray full of food and drinks hovers over at her waist, and she looks down, and under that tray is the halfling proprietor of the establishment, Cobble Dalwood. You remember Cobble because he's in your entire week being here. The first day he was decent to you, which is more than anyone in this town has been.
Okay.
Obviously, you know, they obviously are not happy with strangers.
Mm-hmm.
But he has always been cordial and very polite. The second day he insisted you call him Cobb. So he looks up to you from under the tray.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, "Oh, I'm sorry about the crowded nature. Just a few people leaving all at once can't be helped." And he looks over at the empty table, looks at you, gives you a very pointed look, and try and find a seat if you can. Oh, would you like something to eat? Perhaps some salted pork, some maybe some morning pudding?
I'll take some morning pudding, thank you.
I'll have it in a moment. And he then scurries off and starts handing things off.
Mm-hmm.
So the Petersmith is continuing his story. So Loken is... he's facing the Fire Witch, and she's throwing bolts of this blue fire that actually freezes men. Surrounded by the soldiers, who her magical voice has turned to stone around them. So Loken knows she's too powerful to defeat head on. He cannot defeat her with arms or with his magic. So he takes the loot that he stole from Tal that has all the songs of the forest in it. And he plays the song of the bear. And she slowly forgets that she's the witch. And she slowly becomes the bear. The apprentice is like, "Why doesn't she turn her into a mouse or something?" And he cuts him in the back of the head. And shut up, boy. He couldn't turn her into a mouse because she was too savage and too powerful to be a mouse. Loken was clever and he knew that he couldn't change her into anything that she in her heart was not. So he turned her into a bear, and she forgot she was a witch, and then he played the song that put the bear to sleep. But he knew that it was only half of a job. And so you know what he did? The merchant kind of looks up, he's holding his face up with his hand, barely, and he's like, Oh, yes. So he played the song of the raven, and he called one of Moore's ravens in. And he asked the raven, "I need you to watch over this bear, to keep her and make sure she doesn't remember she's a witch." And to buy the raven's trust, he pulled out 3 things. He pulled out the darkness from a deep pit. He pulled out the leaf that he got from the ever living tree that will never go turn brown; it will always stay green. And he took a hint of the song that turned the soldiers to stone. And with those 3 things, the raven agreed, and he then sat on the Fire Witch's throne. And he looked out, and he to this day watches over to make sure the bear does not remember. How is that for a story? And he knocks the knocks the merchant's arm out from under him. And he merchant almost says something, and then he just, oh, that's wonderful story. I've got to go. He gets up and leaves. So, Ella, during this,
mm-hmm.
What does Ella do? Do you want to stand? Do you want to sit?
No, I'm going to go ahead and make my way over to an available seat by the wizard. And I'm pretty much minding my own business, but I am aware of him because I have seen him around. And has my pudding been brought to me yet?
No, this is like, this is during him telling the story.
Okay, right? Yeah. So I've walked over and taken a seat, and I've kindly just smiled at the wizard, but otherwise I've just been listening to the storyteller, and I'm waiting for my pudding.
Okay.
Small nod, I see you, and then I go back to looking off in the distance.
Okay.
Mysterious.
Great wizard.
I'm mostly preoccupied with my own business, too.
So. Okay. Here's, I'm sorry. There's cobbled out wood, a little image.
Okay.
But he comes over and he brings you your pudding. You're a man. Okay. You know, because you've been here, that is 12 pennies.
Okay.
So if you want to track that down. Is there anything else I can bring the sir?
I'll just have some more water, please.
Okay. Very well. Oh, and you had me tell you, it is probably 10 minutes to 8th bell.
Mm-hmm.
You know you have an appointment with the Count von Schattenheim,
mm-hmm.
who rules over this city and most of this area, most of the nearby villages. Their lords all swear fealty to him. So you've been trying to you've been looking at the tower, the broken down wizard tower that lays outside of town, and you finally gotten an audience with him, so you can talk to him about it, and maybe gain his patronage. So he sent you a message that he wishes to speak to you at 8th bell.
All right.
So it's about 10 minutes till then. So it's probably you
get that water and then
yeah.
Get on my way.
So Manfred gets up and he leaves after he pounds the water, and we follow Manfred through the town. You come out on the street. And what you find in front of you is a funeral procession. There's a bunch of wailers, you know, all in black. They're crying out in the street. They're holding up this somewhat okay painting. It looks like it's old, of Lady von Schattenheim, the Countess Isolde von Schattenheim, who's been very sick. Who's been sick since you guys have been here, and apparently she's very, very ill for a couple of months. And behind the wailers, they're moving through the street very, very slowly. Behind the wailers are people who are they're not the professional. You know, they're like workmen and stuff that you've seen that look like they were hastily thrown into this, and they are just going on and on. And then they kind of pass by, and behind them are a bunch of workers who are very half-heartedly wailing, and obviously wishing they were back at work. The group in front of them were the ones who are happy they're not at work. These guys are like, I have stuff to do. So they're going through the streets, and you're walking by, and they're, she's died. It's going horrible. And then someone runs from where you're headed, from town hall. They're like, oh, no, I just talked to the guards. False alarm, false alarm. And they're like, and everyone takes down their sign, and they go, and the people who want to go to work very quickly go, and the other people are just kind of standing around. Maybe they'll go back to work in a little bit. Maybe, And this is not a surprise to you, because this is the third false alarm funeral that you've seen in the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
She is very ill, and they're just on edge, and there's rumors are flying around. So,
hey, you'll notice I had to write as sick matron, scratch, dead matron, scratch, sick matron.
So you walk out into down the street into the square. At one end is the Temple of Sigmar.
Mm-hmm.
It's the largest building in town.
Right.
Most work has been put into this. Most of the people of Ostland, even more than Reichlanders, are very devout Sigmarites. And you don't know why. Most people in the north are very tied to Tal, Ulric,
mm-hmm.
The old gods. But here, Sigmar, and if you worship anyone else, you're just, they give their due to Mor, maybe Shalia, but Tal and Ulric, those are the old ways for barbarians. So on one end is the cathedral. On the other end, thank you, is the town hall. In the middle of the square is a large statue of Richter Darmstadt, who is who is the more recent hero of the town. About 100 years ago, you've all heard the stories. All heard the stories because it's like a big thing for people just to continually retell these stories for entertainment. It's him. About 100 years ago, there was a large orc invasion, and he, in single combat, defeated the orc general, and claimed his axe, the head chopper.
Nice.
And that axe is now has been incorporated into this metal statue. It's like been bolted in, and he's standing on this kind of lumpy figure, which you assume is an orc. But there's the axe there, and it's actually kind of screwed into it. And he stands triumphant over it.
I shall steal that axe.
and there's
it
some,
is the actual axe.
It
like
is
a,
the actual
like a stone or something.
It is the real deal. So. And people, yeah, if people start touching it, everyone in town gets really pissed because that's like the town, you know, that's like the town mascot. And there are some decorations being put up slowly because in a couple of days it's going to be the Domstadt Festival, which commemorates this entire, you know, this mm-hmm. the entire war and his victory and him breaking the orc horde. It is said when he killed this man, the orc leader, a number of their witches or whatever they call them, their heads exploded.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was a crazy story.
Good stories.
Yeah. So there's the town hall, and you head over. Outside the town hall is a little lapdog sitting, a little rat terrier, sitting down with his head down. He looks up at you and he barks at you a couple times. You know, you recognize him, of course.
I haven't seen him. Go down, reach down, pet Grimpy. Ah, Grimpy, I haven't seen you today. Yes. How you doing today?
And he looks over at the door and he...
Uh-oh. Someone's in trouble. I immediately...
What is a girl?
Sense. Uh-oh. Trouble.
It's the...
I
miss
him. In a well.
That's not the warning. Mm-hmm. No one's in a well. Okay, so...
Word, I'm worried.
So you proceed into town hall. The guard... There's the guard at the door. Specifically looks down, sir. Which is what you're used to. You're used to being the wizard
right
here. And people somewhere between fear and respect you, mostly avoid. So you enter town hall, and you're directed to this waiting area. And sitting there is Ragnar. Ragnar, you've been sitting there.
I start to wave with my stump, then I realize. Oh.
yeah, he still has not gotten used to losing his hand in between. Uber's Riken here.
Initiation from being a bounty hunter.
Ragnar, you were called here by the Burgermeister for a job.
Ooh.
Yeah. Usually there's just straight up bounties, but they called you specifically.
Special. That's why.
And then for those unfamiliar, who are you?
Yes, yeah, you do, yeah.
Oh, I'm...
Describe what he sees there.
Ragnar Grimjaw. I'm a dwarf from Krak Asgraz. And,
Former
rat catcher, now a bounty hunter, wearing a mail shirt, carrying a really nice hammer, and have a holster with a pistol in there and a dagger. Have all kind of like equipment like manacles and rope on.
Cool.
Okay.
And missing one hand.
No.
Tragically missing one hand.
Don't need to mention that.
Well, you already did, so I just want to make sure they get it.
Missing an arm.
It was his sword arm, wasn't it?
It wasn't the arm. It was just the hand.
Missing his right hand.
Yes.
Looking very grumpy about it.
Yeah.
Still. Not speaking.
It's still
grumpy.
Yeah. So you guys, you know, you whatever pleasantries you exchange, you hear in the other room, and you've been kind of listening in a little bit, an argument. You hear bits of "We can handle this. This is, you know, this is our job. This is our duty." And you know, the son grumble, and like, "You will need to do it. You know, you have your own duty to take care of." It's hard to put it together. The door opens. It almost slams open, but it's someone's holding it, and just he stops it. So it's very powerfully opened. And this man, Captain Hannes Brand, he's the captain of the Three Eagles. The Three Eagles is the mercenary company that now is taken over for the town guard. He you know, he is holding the door. And from behind him, you hear an incredibly stern voice. You know, I will handle this matter. I want those bandits put in the ground and forgotten. Do your duty and don't bother me with mine. And so, yes, my lord. And he walks out very sternly, staring at both of you. You especially, Ragnar. He gives you, he tries to kill you with this stare if he can. So
I try right back.
Okay. Well, then this man comes out. The seneschal for von Schottenheim. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of thin man with a little monocle and a mustache. Ah, wizard, please come in.
Okay.
And you were left in the waiting room waiting for the councilman.
That's
so in there is Lorenz and then Graf Osric von Schottenheim. He's an older gentleman, blonde hair, large mustache, kind of handlebar-ish. There's a very, even though he's old, he's not old. I mean, he's past middle age, but there's definitely a power in him. Ah, wizard, please have a seat. He's trying to compose himself, obviously, but he does have a very good, you know, he's a noble. He knows, but you can sense the hostility.
He's still upset, but
yeah. So there's a seat.
Sit down.
The Lorenz comes. Is there anything I can get you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Very well, sir. And in the background, you see his son, Eldred. Young man.
I don't like him.
Maybe about 20-ish. He has this somewhat angry expression on his face, but you don't know if that is he's angry at the situation or if he's just young and angry. Just angry at the world. And he stands in the back, crossing his arms. And the Graf looks at you and goes, "Ah, so you wish to claim the tower outside of town?"
Yes.
I believe that is a wonderful, wonderful thing. It's been a few years since we've had a good wizard here, and I think we can benefit from it. In fact, I would like to have you on my staff.
Oh, really? In what capacity?
Oh, just what wizards do. Advice, counsel, for the sometimes there are things that only wizards can handle.
Hmm. I understand.
And you'll be compensated, of course.
Well, I think I could probably take some time out of my work. If you have need of my services, I would be more than willing to come out and help you.
Oh, splendid, splendid. In fact, I have a thing for you this very moment. I don't know if you know the dwarf that is outside, but the Burgermeister is going to be talking to him about a very specific mission. A few days ago, there has been... we were expecting a visitor that had a package to say, you know, to not be specific. It's a very important package, though, and we need to make sure it hasn't fallen into bandits' hands.
Hmm.
I think it's the bandits myself, but it was coming from Schildorf. And as he says the package, you notice in the back, Eldred, his face contorts into more anger, and you know, just it tightens up. Is if something about that is very upsetting to him.
Right.
And, of course the passenger is very important too. Is a young woman, a young lady from Schildorf.
Mm.
That is my vassal's daughter.
Oh.
Yes, but that package is very important, and I'd like you to aid the dwarf in finding it. I think there could be some sorcery afoot.
Hmm. Okay.
Very good. Very good. So you can speak with Lorenz about he stops and looks at you when you speak there, interrupting him, and his eyes are wide for a moment to see what you had to say that was so important.
You know, I'd be glad to help with this endeavor, and I think we can get it for you, get it fixed. We'll find it, bring it back to you.
Wonderful, wonderful. You can speak with Lorenz about the compensation and whatnot, tax information and everything else for the tower. Okay. Very good.
1099, the sucker.
Yeah. So he goes and retires in the back room mm-hmm. with his son. His son looks at you and shakes his head. And he leaves the front.
Okay.
You don't see the son because we'll get to you. So Lorenz goes and says, so your salary will be we're 1 gold 20 a week. Is that acceptable?
I'm not going to be greedy here. Yeah, that sounds fair.
I'm assuming shillings would be appropriate for you.
That is fine.
Would you like us to deliver it to the tower? Or would you like to come and claim it yourself?
Deliver it to the tower.
Very well. And then the tax on the tower will be 10 shillings a month.
Okay.
Property tax. We're playing real life now. This sucks.
I never have a problem giving people stuff because there's always more problems.
There's forms to fill out now.
Don't worry about it. I got my own place.
At the end of this adventure, we're just going to run from this place because of all the bureaucracy.
You're going to have to leave the Empire entirely. I wanted to leave Ubersreich and get into a small town.
Yeah, we're just going to go, we want to go farm. Let's do a farm.
Yeah. Yeah, the landlord's going to have a field day with you guys. So, all right. So then you settle accounts. Your payment will be given at the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have an appointment. Now you hear the bell go off, and you have a counter appointment at the same time you had to give at the tower. So mm-hmm. the tower is half a mile out of town. So you hustle out to meet with the foreman who will take care of the
restoration.
Yeah. So we'll go back to you. Ragnar, a few moments after Manfred's taken in, someone comes out and says, "Oh, the Burgermeister will see you now."
Okay.
He leads you into a room. It's an office. And Volz Melbeck, the Burgermeister, ignore the pointy ear on the picture, but he's bald, he wears some earrings, and he's a very kind of stern man, has a definite presence about him, very husky kind of... So, I hear you handle bounties.
Of course, yes.
Well, the Count wishes me to hire you for something. There's apparently a shipment along with a passenger that was lost on the road to Schildorf. And it's very important that we get this this package. It's a chest. It's holding some coins. It's sealed. We do not want it opened.
Mm-hmm.
Very important. Very, very important it makes it back. And of course, and the young lady is very important also.
I take out a notebook.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pretend mm-hmm. to write in it because I...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, the young lady...
pictures.
The young lady's name is Ethelyn Volzbach. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. From Baron Volzbach's daughter.
Oh, those people.
Yes.
The Volzbachs. Yeah. They should have been in town 2 days ago. And we're very, very worried about them, especially the package.
Yes, of course.
If you can bring them both back, preferably the package, we're willing to pay 50 silver for the recovery.
Okay. Well, this will be the utmost importance to me to find this package for you, and of course the person.
Oh yes, leave immediately. You know it's a 3 day trip to Schildorf. Well, a 3 day by foot.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the time frame you're kind of looking at.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Very good. We'll bring them back here and we'll settle accounts.
Okay. Sure. I asked him if they have any, like, horses available that I can use for the trip.
He looks kind of askew. He looks at you like, and you know there's this rumor going around the dwarves don't ride horses, so he's just like, do you mean for the lady or the package?
I might have a companion accompanying me.
Oh, I see. I'll see what I can do.
I'll get you a little buggy to go on the side.
I'll see what I can do.
All right, Grandpa.
But things are very very tight right now. So, all right. So, Captain Hanos is has stormed out earlier. He heads into the barracks, which Lars is there right now, just because you got to spend some time there waiting for assignments and whatnot for your actual day job.
So I'm like on duty.
Yes. Yeah. You're sitting there in the mess for the morning, waiting for your shift, staring at the. There's two guys in there, and there's you, and the guys behind you. They're like, all right, and one of them's new. He's like, so who's that guy? Oh, him? He used to be a priest of Ulrich. One of those old heathen priests. Yeah. But no, he's crazy. He like rips people's heads off and things. You don't want to talk to him or anything. He's nuts. I mean, he's fun when he's drinking, but it's just But Lars doesn't hear any of this because Lars is lost in thought. He's remembering his long ago when he came back home. His father was dead, laying there, and he saw the symbol laying there next to him. It was a hammer of Sigmar and six swords pointing inward towards it, and one of those swords, as if by a chisel, was crossed out. Mm. And he drew that little sheet of paper, and you remember, and you're staring at it, trying to remember, you know, trying to think, where is this going to be? Where's the next step for this? Because he's lost. He doesn't know where to find what the symbol means, who it's associated with.
Now, I actually have that.
So. Yeah, you have it. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Okay, you didn't draw it. You have it.
I'm sort of
holding it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Not much of an artist.
Yeah. Six swords pointing inward towards the hammer, and one of them is it doesn't look like it was made with a cross through. It looks like someone just took something to it and crossed it out.
Yeah.
So Hanos throws the door open. He looks around, looks at the other two, and he shakes his head. Lar, you!
I stand up. Sir?
Sit down. He sits down across from you. No, actually, come back. Come back to my office.
I stand up again.
Yeah, he looks like he's just sitting in the mess, and he's like, no, I'm going to do this officially. So he goes to his office.
All right, I fall right behind him.
Okay, he sits down at his desk. And he's stewing over something. You know, he's looking at his desk and he's just turning his head and he's mad.
Captain?
Have a seat.
I take a seat in front of his desk.
Yeah.
Is something bothering you?
Yeah. Damn it. The count's had some problem and he didn't go to us for it. He wants to hire that damn dwarf. You've seen the dwarf around, haven't you? Obviously, the captain has not been around town to know.
Yeah.
Or he hasn't, you know.
I sort of chuckle a little, though, when he says the dwarf.
Oh, you know him, don't you?
I know
him. Okay. Well, they hired him to go do this, and we should be doing this. This is our job.
Yeah?
He wants us looking for those bandits.
Oh, yeah.
There's been bandits in the forest taking the tax levy, the levies that have been leaving Bokenhof, going off to the electric count, and those have been hijacked, and that's made the count look really bad.
Oh, okay.
So there's some people who say it's mercenaries. There's some people who say that it's some of the men. The three eagles took over a number of months before you guys came. The original captain of the guard was brought up on charges of treason and executed in the square.
Oh, wow.
And a number of people didn't like that and they left. And so the without a guard, the count hired the three eagles, which were a local mercenary group, which he'd hired to go help with some other wartime pursuits. So they've been running the show ever since. And that they wear instead of an entire tabard of black and orange, which is the count's colors. They wear one half that's black and orange, and the other half has the three blue eagles on a silver background. So they're half and half. So I need you find that dwarf, tail him, act like his friend, whatever you need to do. I need you to bring. He's looking for a girl and a package, or a box, or something.
Okay.
I need you. Don't let him bring him to the town hall. I need you to bring him to me, and we'll deliver it.
All right.
You do that. There's a bonus in it for you.
Oh,
yes. and for this, you go on a. This is a special duty leave, so it's six shillings a day for this.
Oh, you got it. You want any bandit heads?
If you get them, do it. don't know if you can find out. The three eagles have been looking and looking and looking in the forest for the bandits, and they can't. But they're really stretched thin because the Count really wants to defend the town because he thinks that they're going to eventually attack the town. So he doesn't let many of them stray. So,
Are you part of the watch, or are you part of the band?
The mercenary is the watch.
Okay, right. That's the one. Okay, yeah. So you're part of the mercenary group who is currently acting as town watch.
Yes, okay. I took a job with them.
Okay, friendship's tested.
Yeah,
you're the new trainee.
Wonderful, wonderful. And he looks down over at your sword and raises an eyebrow. And says, can't you just pick up a decent sword? That thing looks like it's about to fall apart. It's a relic. Look down at Acidus, which is, you know, an old, I mean, it's the equivalent of like an old Roman sword, you know.
Yeah, but the hilt's probably like all torn up. And
yeah, I mean, the stuff around it just looks old. The make looks old, you know.
I keep it in an old scabbard and everything.
Yeah. It's like using like an old Colt army, you know, from the old West now.
Me and this sword, we have some stories.
Well, don't wear it in public. That thing, it's an embarrassment to the company. It makes it look like we can't afford to outfit our own men. Mm-hmm. All right, you're dismissed.
I'm still pissed about the sword.
For the people in the podcast, the sword is actually really awesome.
Yeah, that's the one. Like, that's like a from back in the one of the first adventures, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really super sharp.
So
could have orc's head off with it.
So the other person who stormed out was Eldrin.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran off and he grabbed his friend. I don't know where you guys drink. Do you guys drink usually at the
I drink wherever he likes to drink.
Okay.
So I kind of...
He likes to feel like he's one of the people. So he goes to the Split Helm, named for the big orc helm, which have a cut right down the middle. And they put up on this back, and it's the big thing. It's the orc helm that was split by Richter Darmstadt. It's right there on the edge of the square. And it's there for... It's the lower classes stay there, you know, usually 10. The workmen and such, they go there. But it's between that and the bronze knot, you're more likely to, you know, run into a cut purse or, you know, the people there, they don't have much means, but it's not a rough and tumble kind of place. Mm-hmm. It's more like a Cheers.
Everybody knows your name.
Yes. So Eldred's sitting there at the table with you, and he is just furious.
I'm attentively listening.
Yeah, and he explains that there's a tax shipment that is his father's. My father, you know, he only cares about this tax shipment coming in from Schildorf. You know, they've been late on their taxes, and it's ridiculous. And then they said they're sending the baron's daughter, and he cares about the tax shipment and not the daughter. It's ridiculous.
Do you know the daughter?
Well, I've met her a few times. He kind of becomes a little defensive. I've never seen... It doesn't matter what I've personally invested in this.
Invested?
Nothing. I'd ignore that.
Now, go on.
Conrad,
You know you can trust me.
I can trust you, can't I?
You can. I'm a trustworthy individual.
You are.
I've seen a lot in my life.
Conrad, he puts his hand on your shoulder.
I try and flex.
You're my man.
Feel stronger.
Yeah. Hey, you're my man. I need you to follow that damn dwarf. And I need you to make sure he gets the girl back.
So you're more concerned about the girl.
Yeah, I don't care about the money. It's just money.
Because you have lots of money, right?
Well, yes, my father is wealthy. He doesn't care about these things.
I want to make sure you guys are still
Everyone in the place is looking at him when he says that. And you recognize that look of people who don't have anything that want to... He's lucky that he's here and not the other bar.
Okay. I am your man for this task, but this really doesn't seem... like what I'm supposed to be doing.
Oh, it's you're helping the count. That's an order. There. I said it.
As your judicial champion, I am happy to do what you need. But this am I really just an errand boy now?
No, you're defending another nobleman or noblewoman in this case.
And I need to know, what does she look like?
Oh, well, she is kind of reddish, auburny hair. Last I saw her, she was 16, and I was, what, like 17? It was ridiculous. I can't remember these things. You'll know her when you see her,
And when I find her, what should I do with her?
Bring her back here, safely.
To the bar?
No, to me.
will you be back at the mansion?
Oh,
I can sense you're uncomfortable with this. I will bring her back to our home and let you know once we have her, and you can come and do what it is that we'll do.
I just want to make sure she's safe.
She will be safe at our home, and you can determine in the meantime what is more appropriate to do with her, where she'll stay.
You left this tie on the doorknob.
and the money.
The money,
people.
The chest that is also.
Oh, I don't care about that. I don't. That, let the dwarf handle that. I don't. That's not my concern. That's what my father hired him for, is to get the money back. I want you to make sure the girl gets back.
Okay,
she's a fine lady, and she deserves more than what he's giving her.
Your wish is my command.
Excellent. But we'll go hunt them down. There's no time to waste.
Where are they?
That's your job.
Okay. All right.
So for those, when are you going to Equigon?
So I'm a judicial champion. So effectively, I'm kind of like I defend the noble. I'm in the employ of the noble family and kind of act as their sword arm of the if they get challenged or their if somebody is it. How else could you describe
it? If someone is charged with a crime and they demand trial by combat, he's the one who fights.
Okay.
Yes, that. So I'm kind of just like on retainer until they call on me. But in the meantime, I guess I'm kind of like, I do favors or like, I kind of have to do something. So, okay. And I can't really say no because I'm being paid for really sitting around waiting to fight someone.
And this is kind of a weird gray area because it's his boss's son is telling him to do that, and nepotism's not fun. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, ultimately, I'm actually employed by the father.
Yes.
And the son is kind of like just...
Yeah, he's your boss.
I still kind of have to say yes. Okay, yeah.
You don't have to do anything.
No, but I mean, my character still feels obligated to... To say yes.
Okay.
Not to mention he kind of likes the guy.
Okay. So you head off looking for the dwarf. Ella, you've been looking for a week for any kind of trace of any kind of information
mm-hmm.
on tracking your father down. You have not gotten anything out of anyone.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few people. It's not a lot of traffic. I mean, you were back in, was it Tabalheim? Tabalheim. I mean, you've been in a huge city. Mm-hmm. There's nothing in the way of traffic here, but it just people are very close-mouthed. They didn't pay attention. Everyone looks the same to them.
Mm-hmm.
And you just hit a roadblock. But after talking to Cobb back at the, he mentioned, you brought this up that you were looking for someone. He brought up that he doesn't know knows someone, but he knows someone who might be able to find him. If anyone can find him in this town, it's this man.
Mm-hmm. My father.
Yeah. So,
Mr. Rice.
He said you should meet him in the morning. I'll put a good word for you. Don't embarrass me, please.
I will try my best not to.
Thank you very much. And so he's in the Bronze Knot.
Uh-huh.
It is Wilfred Soland, but he's known around town as the Badger.
Okay.
So you head over to the Bronze Knot.
Uh-huh.
And it's early in the morning. There are a few people at the bar. Getting smashed. Very grizzled, individuals. They look you up and down in a very predatory way.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel a little uncomfortable, but there are some places to be.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of give the signal, that guy over there, to the bartender. Oh, okay. Over in the corner, there's like a bunch of tables, and there's this space, a nice space that if you were to whisper, you could not hear it. It's that far away.
Okay.
Is this one table, and this man here mm-hmm. is very nicely dressed, very much better for a lot of people in the town, or at least a lot more fashion sense.
Mm-hmm.
He's sitting there talking very closely with another man, and they're two, looks like twins, bald. One of them has a big handlebar mustache. The other one has just the chin goatee.
Mm-hmm.
Standing there kind of blocking him. Looking around, looking back at him, looking at everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's doing business. They regard you for a moment, and then the one with the mustache looks and points to the chair at the end of the bar.
As to show me to go over and sit there?
Yes.
All right, well, I furrow my brow, but I will cautiously walk over to the chair and sit.
Okay. Bartender goes over to you. Can I get you anything?
No, I'm just...
Beer? Vodka?
I'm not a drinker, no.
Stew?
No, thank you. Right. I just had pudding.
Mm-hmm. He goes, he's wiping a glass, spits into it, wipes it some more. Walks over to the other guys.
Mm-hmm.
You look over, the badger is whispering into the gentleman's ears. The gentleman, he looks very nervous. His eyes open wide, and you get a hint of a smile, and then it turns into this look of shock and kind of overwhelming, kind of like, oh, yeah, oh.
While he's
and then he nods, and he, no, oh. While he's listening.
Oh, okay.
He's listening to something pleases him, and then, oh. And he nods, and then Wilford goes, and he pats him on the back, and he sends him on his way. And then Wilford starts writing something down on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
The chin hair guy, twin, goes over, whispers something in his ear. Wilford rolls what he was rolling up, and he hands it over to that guy. And he has another thing. He starts writing something down.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy goes. And he does this gesture to an empty seat. His arm is extended out, and he just puts two fingers down on it. Doesn't look up. Looks just... You know, continue on his thing, and he just points
mm-hmm.
at the seat, and then he continues writing.
Wow.
And you don't know how, but you immediately sense that was for you.
Right. I sensed it. I'm sensing he's a little rude, that he's a little bit of a queen, but I will go sit down in the chair.
So, I hear you're looking for someone. Obviously you haven't said anything here, and you don't think there was enough time for Cobb to
have told him.
Yeah,
right.
And you get the sense that Cobb wouldn't have.
Uh huh. How did you hear that?
Oh, well, you've been putting out questions everywhere.
Have I?
Well, you have. Okay. You've been around this whole. You've been trying. You're like, hey, have you seen this? Have you seen this?
Okay,
person?
So I have.
Yeah, that is the dead end. Is you expending all this energy looking for these people? So,
I have.
Yeah. There you go.
Would you have seen my father anywhere? That's who I'm looking for.
Perhaps. And if I haven't, then I could probably find someone who has. I should have said probably. He smiles a little.
So you can find my father.
If he is to be found.
Okay.
Really, the question is...
I'm getting a strange vibe from him, and I don't know if he can actually find my father, but...
If you'd like to make, an intuition check or something to see if he's, BSing you, or...
Yeah, I mean, I want to know what his deal is, so yeah, I'll do an intuition check.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a card that lets me intuit things.
Okay.
I don't know... Should I use it, or should I just do
why,
it?
Why not? Let's do
why
that.
Why not? Okay.
This guy's awesome. I want to be the badger.
Okay.
The bad guys have the greatest nicknames.
Intelligence.
We just need to start giving ourselves nicknames.
Yeah, I tried the hammer. It didn't stick.
you roll it.
Trained in it.
Okay, fair enough.
Then your card... Adds one black die to the roll.
You said you are training it?
I am training it.
Okay. What is the what are you rolling against?
It's, I don't know. Target within medium range.
No. Intuition versus target discipline. Willpower.
Okay. Willpower is going to be 3. So your stat, what's your stat?
For willpower?
For whatever you're rolling.
For intuition.
Intuition is...
Intelligence.
My intelligence is 4 and I have 1 fortune die.
Okay. So the 4 versus 3, since you have more, the difficulty is going to be 1.
Okay.
Oh, you got this. You intuit that man.
You're going to know everything about him.
I succeed.
All right, 2 successes and 2 boons.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the 2 successes.
She knows his blood type.
First roll.
That's above, but what does those two mean?
You study your target very carefully, watching for tells that give away his true intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So while this card is recharging, your target must add black dice to any guile checks he's trying to make. You may add or remove a tracking token from one of your currently recharging actions.
All right, and I'm not going to worry about recharge tokens on that one. We'll just say it ends at the end of the scene.
Okay.
Okay, but it's an effect. His intention is, you feel he's actually sincere, that he actually could find whoever, you know, he has a certain air of confidence about him that's not mm-hmm. just bravado.
Okay.
He's very secure. And you know where he is and what he's doing,
mm-hmm.
But it sounds like he wants. You know, he's leading up to the what will it cost you?
I see. Right.
That is the next step of this, mm-hmm. and you immediately pick up on that.
Okay. I assume you have a price.
Ah, you're a very, very smart girl. For something like this, I'm assuming they're not in town, otherwise you would have found them by now, so they're out of town. I don't know, maybe 3 gold. I think that'd be simple enough.
From across the town. Yeah. Somebody just had a heart attack.
The shiver went up like, fine.
The other thing, since you got the extra success, the other thing you get that from that was, mm-hmm. you don't feel he's interested in money.
Uh-huh.
It's, well, you know, but there are always other things.
Well, Mr. Badger, sir,
please call me Wilfred.
Wilfred.
He smiles.
Willie, even, if I may, I don't have 3 gold. Is there anything that we could work out?
Oh, it just so happens that there is. I have come across a little information that the Burgermeister has hired someone to go find an object.
Everyone's going to follow him.
Walk on the
surface. That's totally brilliant.
Thank you. He's looking for a woman and a package. That package, it's a small sealed chest.
Mm-hmm.
I would like that brought to me. Perhaps you could go find he hired the dwarf. You know, when he says the dwarf, you know who he's talking about, because there is only one dwarf in this town.
Okay.
Being this far up north, there's just not a lot of, there's not many around.
Mm-hmm.
He's the dwarf. No. He's hired him to go find it. Perhaps you can befriend him or con him into something. I don't know. I'm sure you're a smart girl and you can figure something out.
So if I retrieve this package and bring it to you, then you can help me find my father?
Yeah, that will consider that paid, and I will do what it's in my power to find them.
Sure. I mean, I'll certainly give it my best.
Wanted to play
one. Wonderful, games. Wonderful.
Oh, it's a caper.
I guess I... Do we shake hands or anything?
No.
Or
anyway, no. Bring it to me, and then mm-hmm. you have a deal. Don't bring it to me, and we don't have a deal.
Understood. Okay, then. So I get up, and I head out.
One thing. There's a seal on this chest. Do not break the seal.
Do not break the seal.
I'd like it intact.
Can I ask you what's in the package?
And he smiles. You may ask.
Right. I had a feeling I wouldn't be getting that information. I mean, she's a little worried, but I mean, she really wants to find her dad, so she's going to agree.
Yeah. Run along.
Okay. I head out and roll my eyes as I'm heading out.
I'm going to break the seal. Just
it's awesome. Okay.
She's going to like, no, don't break the seal.
Okay, so during this time, Manfred has headed the half a mile out to the Wizard's Tower. The tower is kind of a small compound. It has a wall around it. It's not just a straight-up tower. The first level is split off, so it's like got like a first level. It's kind of broad and has... then the tower rises up out of that.
Mm-hmm.
It also has enough room for a separate larder, a little outhouse, maybe a little shielded space if you had a horse and you didn't want rain on them.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably pen off an area and keep some pigs and chickens if you wanted.
Oh, yeah.
Enough to almost turn a carriage, like a small wagon around in. That's how much area is in there.
Okay.
And it has a space for a servant, a kitchen, like a little kitchen for them to make things. And then the tower itself has bottom floor is kind of like a study kind of area mm-hmm. where you can meet people, a bedroom and an office, and then upstairs is the lab, or okay. what would be the lab.
Mm-hmm.
So you get there, there you find the one foreman. You can find the one foreman who is willing to actually work with a wizard.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Kislevite name, Vasilya Dimitrov.
Okay.
And you're going to have to excuse me. I'm going forward with it.
Dimitrov.
Vasily Dimitrov. And so he's got a big bushy beard, and he has a little smock on with a number of tools hanging from it and plans. There's a number of workers just sitting around, looking around. He just And he looks, you know, wizard. Wonderful. What? Come. I have things to discuss.
Yes. Right over.
Okay. And he goes and he starts pointing out, he starts pointing out things that, you know, he thinks need work.
Mm-hmm. Very
wall. There's a wall here that needs more support. These stairs are out. There's holes in these roofs. We do this, you know.
We fix it up.
So he points all the things, you know. So, I'm thinking maybe, I don't know, 4 days, maybe five.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe five. And with labor, pay for men, other things, 5 shilling a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to see if I can tell. I looked at it, so I have a little bit of education. Can I possibly tell if he's telling me this is a fair assessment of what's going on?
Okay, you want to use your education? Go ahead and
I'll use the education, yeah.
As opposed to your assessment of him as a person.
The education for myself. That.
Okay, go ahead and roll that at average.
Average is dose.
Oh, he's not going to
say. Yeah.
That accent was much better when I was playing it as an orc in another game.
Hmm? What?
It was much better when I was playing as an orc when in another game.
It was partially Russian and partially slightly Latin. Like.
Yeah.
I shall fail.
It's like the two bones.
Okay. You don't know. All right. Probably. About that. It's going to take more than 2 days and not as many as 10.
Okay. Well, that sounds fair. I can agree to those terms.
Wonderful, wonderful. So we start tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Excellent, excellent. He gives you a big smile and a big pat on the back.
I plan to kill him. No. Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So 5 shillings a day, and it'll be 4 days.
Gotta get this place fixed
up. You'll pay up front, yes? The deposit.
Let's see what you're working with first.
So, yeah, he will need 20 shillings to start.
I have a license.
Yeah, I got it.
He is the one foreman that was willing to work with him.
So I kind of have to take it. All right, I'll give him the...
But he seems like a decent enough guy.
That's good. 20.
Okay.
Does it make that sound?
Yes.
It does. Spasiba.
Well, money can make whatever sound it wants.
All right, so Ragnar, what are you doing?
Is there like a blacksmith here, or, you know, like armor worker or something?
There is a blacksmith. He's not a dwarf, but you know, all things considered.
I want to have my hammer fashioned, like you're saying, like you can have like a sword attached to your arm. I want my hammer attached to my arm.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah.
What?
So I don't know if this is just now happening or it could have been like happening after I got the injury, but I would want to be talking, like be in contact with him, and like try and get like an estimate for like how much that would cost.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm gonna come back to that.
Yeah.
So let's see, Lars. What are you doing to find Ragnar?
Well, I figure he's going to probably stop at the house before he heads out, so I'll go wait there.
Okay.
Sniffing powers.
See if Grimpy's there.
All right. That's what you've heard of the dwarf, by the way.
Affectionately known as the dwarf.
Keep saying the hammer, but no one calls him that.
I want that to stick.
Stumpy.
I want a hammer on my arm.
Given that we probably see him on a daily basis, Sneaky. Go wait back at the house.
You will be hit by my hammer.
And I see Lars, and hey, Lars! How's the mercs treating you?
My goodness.
You know, kind of getting boring. Yeah?
Maybe things are picking up, though.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm going to head out with Ragnar, I think. Got a little job.
Oh, what are you guys up to?
I don't know. I think he's after something. I don't quite know all the details. I was going to talk to him when he gets here.
Oh, cool.
But I think I'm going to tag along.
You guys mind if I kick it with you guys for the day? I've been kind of giving the day off.
Hey, more the merrier.
What about our gray friend? Is he busy today?
I don't know. I haven't seen him all day.
Okay, me neither.
Well, we come.
I almost never see him. He's always talking about his tower and what grandiose adventures he's gonna have.
Yeah.
Never seems to happen for him.
He's very snooty, but he's kind of useful.
Yeah, we'll see.
Go ahead, make fun.
I mean, you know, I really only trust my other war veteran friends that I've seen tested in battle. I kind of show you guys my new awesome two-handed sword.
Whoa.
I handle it a little, uncomfortably, though.
Is it heavy?
For me, yes.
Take out the window.
Agnar, you go to the blacksmith. He looks at the hammer and he thinks it's just a wonderful piece of work. He doesn't want to screw it up. He could do something for. What he would normally do in this situation would cost you about 2 gold, but he doesn't feel that would be worthy of this kind of weapon. It would throw the balance off, mm-hmm. and you have to shorten the handle, and then the whole thing would. He might be able to work with it some, but that's going to take a lot of work. And might cost you 5.
Okay.
And that would keep its properties. You'd gain the slow thing. That would be it, though. You'd keep the same stats. Otherwise, the stats are going to go down on it. You're going to lose the special piercing ability. Because, again, that thing is just, it's made to work as it is. So
it's a nice piece of work, and I don't want to mess up. So I tell him, okay, I'll keep that in mind. And
okay. But if you need a sword arm or something, that's just a straight up, you know, sword thing that you can do that for 2 gold or, you know, something else.
Just get a claw.
I say no, thank you.
Or you could maybe a shield band, or, you know, something you put on there. Keep that in mind.
Walk out, you hear me mumbling something about dwarves can get it done.
Here you go.
Okay. Did you think about getting a crowbar on there?
Oh, yeah. Ella, how are you? So what are you? You're in the on the docks as you leave the bronze knot.
Okay. I mean, do I know the general whereabouts of the dwarf?
Well, give me a folklore roll, just for thing, you know, just what you've dug up. It's intelligence. We'll give you.
Oh, there it is. And I'm trained in that as well.
Okay, it's average, but I'm gonna give you 2 white dice just because.
Can maybe double.
Oh, two more.
Yeah, because he's the only. He's the only dwarf in town.
Okay.
So.
Any difficulty?
It's average. It's 2 purple. Yeah.
Once you open them, don't worry.
I guess we'll
have yeah. Okay, so it's like crazy success. So
I know exactly where you are.
I don't even know where.
That's him right there.
Yeah,
I'm lost. I'm like, I don't know where I am.
Yeah, you stop and ask her for directions.
You know where I am?
Yes, I know where you are.
Yeah, he's just on the other side of town. You know exactly which house he lives in.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and seek him out then.
Okay.
Yeah.
She hears me call out into the town. I'm over here.
Okay.
I'm sorry. The wood bowls?
No, the two green ones.
Oh, okay.
I like the wood better.
Not too bad. So just to go through the thing, you're over up here on the bronze knot. There's a market street over here. It leads into the big market square where on the special days they hold the big market.
Mm-hmm.
He lives over this way over on Sigmar Street. So it's just kind of around and up. And he's coming from there. You actually run into the dwarf in the market square.
Because mm-hmm.
he's coming from here and goes up in there, and you're going down there. So
I'll head to the brewery.
Oh. No, that is the one thing you know about this town is there used to be a brewery here, but the owner died, oh. And so there's not been a good side brewery. It's been abandoned. But
yes.
So it's been abandoned, and there is a distillery. The guy does vodka here, and he's started to branch out into beer, but it is horrible. Of course, most of the people here only drink vodka, so they're like, oh, this is beer. I guess this is good, and they just drink it without knowing anything. The other half knows better, and they just stick with the vodka.
I don't like this. Strictly beer.
Yes. So that is the situation you're in, beer wise. So you're walking from Maker's Row, where a lot of the craftsmen are. You're heading up, and there's the market isn't going on today. There's a whole bunch of empty stalls.
Mm-hmm.
And you go and you see the dwarf coming up through the square.
Okay. I mean, I also have to figure out some reason why I would be hanging out with him, right? Because He's not supposed to know that I'm seeking out this package. So this is these are all the things that I'm thinking as I'm walking through town. I guess I'm also trying to keep my eyes peeled around town to maybe, like, see if there's any sign of my father, but also if there's any talk about, like, maybe this package or anything to do with it, because I don't really know much about it.
Okay. So are you stopping and asking people, or is it just...
Like, are there people to ask?
There's some people. I mean, most people are doing their, you know, they're at... You know, they're working at whatever business they're at. They're out on the farm. They're, so there's not a whole lot of traffic. There are a few people moving because they're you know, people going from place to place. But there's not a lot of, like, conversation. It's not like sitting in a tavern and soaking in gossip.
I guess I mean, there's nothing really for me to ask. So now I'm just kind of making my way through town trying to figure out how to weasel my way into his company, I suppose. We haven't met before yet directly, right?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna go ahead and bump into him.
Okay.
But as though I did not see him.
Oh, you mean
and literally walk into
okay.
him.
Okay. All right, so...
Did I see her ahead of time? Did I see her, all these complex problems going through her mind?
No, she's behind you, tailing you, and then figures it out. And then...
Oh, there's no chance I saw her.
Yeah, like, boom.
I'm pretty oblivious to everything.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Grumpy, the little dog barks at you.
I'm so sure I, like, fall on the floor because I'm so low to the ground.
Yeah.
You see me trying to struggle up with one hand.
I help.
Oh, this is sad.
Oh.
I offer you my hand and try to help you out.
I reach out with my stump and remember.
Oh. Awesome.
I notice your stump and I ask you if that's hurting you at all.
Yes, I kind of like hide it a little bit because it's very awkward at the moment.
I might have a poultice that could help you.
Oh, that'd be great. It's, you know, I try to bandage it myself. You look at it, it's all brown.
Yeah, it's all
some black stuff moving in.
I look at it with, like, a lot of distaste.
You think it's okay? You think it's fixable? Does this look infected?
Yeah, it looks fine. You'll be alright. I can help you out, I think.
I keep meaning to get it checked out, but I've, you know, kind of been busy.
Yeah, no, I apologize. I bumped into you. I don't really know who you are. I've just seen you around.
It's okay. I'm new here. I'm Ragnar. Apparently the only dwarf in here.
Yes. I haven't seen any others. Well, I mean, you know, it'll take me a couple of days to kind of get my poultice together. Mm-hmm. If you'd like, we can sort of just, you know, hang out in the meantime.
How's I'm not strong.
Huh?
I can tend to that wound.
Yeah, the dog is very happy to see her.
Okay. If the dog's happy to see her, then I'm at ease.
Okay.
Where are you staying right now?
The dog just really likes the smell of, like, valerian root or something. Yeah. It smells good. That's great.
Don't forget the scent of lavender.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I smell distinctly of lavender. I'm staying at the, and I forget its name.
You're at the Brandy Buck.
Brandy Buck. That's where I'm currently staying.
Do they have beer there?
The Brandy Buck? No. They have vodka and they have wine.
Oh.
They don't even bother with it.
So I've never heard of this place.
Though. Yeah. Well, it's where Manfred's staying.
Oh, I don't care, man. If I mentioned it, and I didn't remember it.
Yeah, the Split Helm, the one that he was at, that has beer, but it's again the bad beer that's not even as good as was it Buschheiser.
Buschheiser.
Over in Ubersreich, which was the bottom. That was the
the cheapest stuff.
Yeah.
This is the Keystonery beer.
Does it matter where we're staying?
Well, if I might come to you to reapply my bandages or something.
Oh, I mean, I can just stay wherever you're staying.
I'm visually kind of freaked out now because she's coming on really strong. I heard of Chuggy Chasers. She's a Chuggy Chaser. Does she like guys who are missing hands?
Oh, that's...
Well, I'm staying on Sigmar Street. I can't remember the house number, though.
We're staying at 135. We're at 138.
Oh,
I might have that background. It might be 831 or something.
She senses that, you know, you're a little uncomfortable and kind of stops and kind of says, no, it's nothing like that. I've just been a little lonely because I've been on my own for a while. And, you know, it's nice to have a friend.
Oh, so you're into town too?
Yes.
Well, do you know where to get good beer here?
No. I'm not a drinker.
Oh.
I know some good pudding.
Place out notebook. Minus. Nope.
Manfred, so what are you doing after you settle the...
With
the foreman.
I'm done with the foreman now. I guess I better mosey on down there, too.
I apologize ahead for the color.
I still like the color.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
I feel like I'm an ocean.
At the bottom.
Okay, yeah. I guess I'll just have to go out and make my way. I know I probably have heard that they're at the house.
Yeah, you know where they live. Okay, you've come over a few times.
Yeah.
Look around in disgust.
I'll just go to the house.
Okay.
Just we brag in. About it. We got some awesome like furnishings there. There's some swords up on the wall.
I think it's definitely a medieval bachelor's pad.
Yeah, there's a couple. You got your pompadour chair.
We got one giant painting, and then a couch.
Just to have like beads. There's like chainmail between the doors.
Ow!
Still got a little bits of sword in it.
Instead of our one really big TV that we all own, we have one big painting.
Yeah, so
I get it now.
I'm just hanging.
I figured that didn't click quite yet.
I got it.
Widescreen painting.
All right, you head over there. Lars and Conrad are both there.
You just walk in or you knock?
Well, I'm assuming you guys don't just let me in, so...
I think we're hanging out on the porch, right?
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Or you could just Kramer his way in. That's right.
Hi!
We see you coming.
Okay.
More than a mile and a half away.
Yeah. There, the people, anyone who's on the road, like, kind of it creates his wake. Mm-hmm. I mean, you are now the wizard of Bokenhof, okay. So that's
we, something. We greet you with that title. Welcome, the wizard of Bokenhof. You like say it with like
I do this mocking clap.
I'm a little upset and insulted.
We're like obviously happy to see you, but also like kind of like chiming you.
You know, you guys just razz me all the time, so I'm used to it.
Yeah.
So yeah,
what are you doing here? You want a beer?
I'm looking for.
A little cake in the back.
You know I don't drink. Why are you trying to tempt me?
One day you're going to say yes.
We wouldn't have offered it to you if we thought you'd say yes.
Oh. This is our last, actually.
Okay. I've been looking for Ragnar. Is he around?
Oh, we're looking for him, too. I think he's probably going to be back pretty soon.
Eventually, Ragnar, actually, you see him coming down the street with some young woman.
Look what Ragnar found.
Hey.
I don't know, guys.
What's the story there?
So we're all sort of on the porch. We're sitting. He's talking to us.
I introduce her. Yeah, this is Ella. She's new in town, too. She doesn't know of any good beer places.
Hi, Ella. I'm a war veteran. A hero, in fact.
Oh, that's
and, like, kind of, like, elbow Lars.
That's pretty impressive.
This is what you've heard of him.
He did. He didn't kill a troll, though. You know, I'm a troll killer.
You know, a black orc is just as big as some trolls.
This is what you've heard of him.
I was afraid this was going to happen.
And description of my character, I guess. Lars is a pretty tall Northlander.
Midlander.
He shaves his head bald, but it's sort of coming back in. And his beard is now, it used to be really long. It's sort of tightened up a bit.
Because it doesn't catch as much blood anymore.
Right, and, you know, I got a job, so I got to keep it tight. But he has a tabard of... the mercenary company. The Three Eagles, which also has the colors of the town on the other side. Mm-hmm. But over the top, he's got this cloak that's made of wolfskins and sort of tied together with a big symbol, Ulrich. So it looks very distinct.
Mm.
Out of place.
That's quite a cloak you have.
Thanks. I pet it.
Ragnar didn't notice this because Reichspiel is not his first language, but you guys catch on that she has a very odd accent.
Hmm.
It doesn't sound like any of the ones from the Empire. Maybe like Averland or Rissenland, somewhere off there, but there's a little Tillian involved. It's a little odd.
You guys all talk weird to me.
So what are you doing following this guy around?
Oh, I'm not following him around, really. I mean, I just, he has a wound, and I heal, and so I...
Oh, yeah, I got this minor nuisance right here.
Oh, no, and she kind of inspects it a little closely. And...
Yeah.
Check out my ear.
Oh, yeah. Look at this. Also from the troll. Yeah.
And
that's actually healed over by now, unfortunately.
It's a scar, though, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got a scar.
I hear you have a prosthetic leg.
A prosthetic leg? No, actually, that's just a war wound. And I kind of like, you know, pull up my trousers, show you my shin where there's a big scar, and I was like, you know, it's actually, you know, when I was fighting a black orc back at the, you know, my old days in the Nuln Halberdier Regiment, and you know, sometimes I walk with a limp. I must easily have been mistaken for a prosthetic. Oh, you know who needs a prosthetic, though? Oh. Is that your friend, the dwarf?
Right. I mean, well...
He likes to be called the hammer, but I don't really... He doesn't even have a hammer anymore.
What are you talking about?
I mean, yeah, but you have a hammer, but I mean, not like... You don't have the essence of the hammer that you maybe once had.
You're hurting Stumpy's feelings.
Stumpy. I like that. Grimpy and Stumpy.
I was going to call him Raggy.
I immediately take my hammer and hit him in the back with it.
Ah!
Nobody calls me Stumpy.
Ah. That would have really hurt if it was with your other hand.
Well, you know, who are you? What did...
You know, I'm actually kind of new to the Empire in general. I hail from the Border Princes.
Oh, I've never been. Any of you guys been?
I don't even know where that is.
That's I've seen it on a map before. It's like south of the Empire.
So that's a long way.
Like past the mountains.
I've been on the road for many a day.
Yeah, it looks like you've been traveling.
Yeah.
Hmm. So what brings you to...
Are you saying I look tired?
Like, you have a way with
Would you
women.
Like a place to rest?
I mean, I've been fairly comfortable, but...
Yeah, we got an extra room.
Okay.
Yeah. We tend to drink a lot here, so don't mind the noise.
It's 20 silver a month.
I was hoping that, I mean, because I can provide some healing. I'm running a little
low. Are you a physician?
I'm an apothecary.
Is that like a barber?
No.
I think she does something with plants.
You cut hair?
I could cut your hair.
Yeah.
Did you want me to?
No, I'm good. Just wondering.
Will you be my mommy?
You do stuff with like potions and stuff, right?
I do. I have a lot of herbs that I make poultices out of. Yes.
So if Lars here gets hurt,
yeah,
you could do something about that, because Lars, you kind of have problems with that.
I mean, certainly, but my herbs also cost me quite a bit. So if I'm paying rent and trying to heal you at the same time, I'm not sure that's realistic.
Well, I'm not totally sold on this poultice thing.
Oh,
I mean, come on.
Can I want to take a poultice and like slap it onto his wound. Like, can I do that?
Do you have anything? Did you buy anything in the prepared state, or is it all the raw?
Do you do windows?
It was mostly all raw, but I mean, I've been in town for a little bit. Could I have had time to prepare like something very basic?
Let's see. Give it just for this effect, yeah.
Well. Okay.
Oh, so you put a poultice on it?
Yeah, I just put like a really basic, like, and it starts to cool you.
Does it smell
cool? Funny? Yeah, a little bit.
That's nice.
I hope it feels better than it looks, because that's disgusting.
I've had worse. Troll blood. That stinks.
I can't smell it. I'm too short.
Somebody pick him up.
I thought my hand smelled bad.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but she seems kind of useful now. Maybe should we cut her a deal? 18 silver a month?
Whatever.
I mean...
Do our trial price. We're looking for a new room.
Can I do a charm check and try to like whittle him down a little bit?
If you want. Are you guys all right with that?
It's my house. You should be talking to me.
We gotta talk to the board.
In between characters, I like to kind of do a little social contract thing where people say, okay, this is what I get if I win, and mm-hmm. this is what you get if you win.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone, you know, it's not just, I'm gonna manipulate you and you can't do anything about it.
I'm just trying to score some extra cash and make my rent cheaper.
I sense he's like, you know, trying to get money out of me, so I wanna like whittle him down.
Like, I'm gonna say yes either way. I just want to know how much I can get out of her before she joins.
All right. In that case, let's just make it a charm check.
Unless anybody else is objecting to that.
I was sold when a woman wanted to move in. So
that's gonna say Lars is charmed, automatic.
Yeah. So Lars is already charmed. I'm kind of like seeing if I can.
She's still kind of weird.
This is crazy. All right. So yeah, roll a charm check, and we'll see how we feel about this.
Yeah.
I like the game room that we have right now.
There's a bunch of arrows stuck in the wall.
Yeah, let's make it average.
Can't move our dartboard out.
I'm not convinced.
I fail miserably.
Yeah. Neither is Stumpy.
Okay, well, I sigh.
Can you call me Stumpy out loud?
I'll accept your 18 shilling.
How long are you going to be in town anyway? You look like you're just passing through.
You know, I'm indefinitely here. I've kind of been wandering.
What brought you here?
I'm actually trying to find my father.
Oh.
Hmm. Yeah.
You have daddy issues too, don't you, Lauren?
Watch it.
Wow.
I have a noble family backing me now. You can't treat me like this anymore.
Which one of his dads?
Yes. my father kind of ran off. He just sort of disappeared one day, and I'm hoping he's still alive.
Mine's dead, but, you know, maybe we could help you out with that.
Was he involved in anything strange?
I mean, I'm not sure what's the reason that he ran off, but I know he ran off with an old acquaintance of his. So she's with him as well.
Was there any signs of this beforehand, or was just...
I mean, we knew, I knew the good woman he ran off with, and I mean, she was like a mother to me. I'm sad that she's also gone. I'm not really sure why they're gone all of a sudden.
And did you track them here?
I've just been getting like little clues that resemble descriptions that resemble him and her, and so I assume he's somewhere nearby. I don't really know. This is where I've gotten to.
I think we can maybe help you out with that. Well, we sort of do things like this, find people.
What did your father do?
He was a merchant in the Border Princes.
And what was his name?
Mr. Rice. I don't remember his first name.
Byron.
Byron Rice.
Byron Rice. Mm-hmm. He used to play football.
Well, what are we going to do today?
Well, that reminds me. I heard you got a job today.
Yeah,
that's great. I thought.
I punched him with the stump. It's right.
Okay, he's doing this right in front of us.
Me?
The high five?
No. Yeah. Hey. Maybe we have a little to talk about. Some other interested parties in this.
Yeah, it's very hush-hush important stuff.
Let's go inside.
Don't want to stay here with
them. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the rest of us? Are we coming in too?
No. You do whatever you want. We're just going to... Excuse us for a minute. We have some stuff to talk about.
We have to step into my office, which is also the game room.
which is Ella's new room.
Which is going to be her new room.
Yeah, we might as well take this stuff off
what,
the wall.
What is in the game room?
Well, there's a dartboard / arrow target. There is...
That'll have to go.
There's going to be some changes around here.
That blood will clean up.
A bunch of dirty paintings.
Yeah.
Dirty paintings.
Those will definitely have to go.
They're mostly stick figures. They're for
those are Grandpa's, I swear.
Oh, yeah, Grandpa's bed's in there.
That's okay.
Isn't it Ford the same as his own room? Isn't it four bedroom? He has his own room, right?
Grandpa? Game room / yeah. Office.
Like, that's where he was, room. Yeah. Alright, so we go into the game.
Where the parties happen.
Oh, that's right, it's three. Never mind.
I'm looking around the room.
Yeah, I got it.
I'm looking around the room before we talk, though. Yeah, we need to probably take this down.
Get some curtains over there.
Yeah.
Some nice ones. Flowery ones.
Yeah, we'll fix it up real pretty. Anyway.
So how'd you hear about my job?
Yeah, so apparently the mercenaries are a little interested in recovering this package as well.
Oh, the mercenaries.
Yeah, they want me to tag along after you.
I started to hear about that. I heard there was some conflict about the mercenaries and me. You know, they think they can do it. Apparently not. They sent you.
But we know that we need each other on this one.
Yeah, I'm trying to get you a horse. I don't like horses, but...
When did I ever ride a horse?
I don't know. You're a mercenary now.
Yeah, we can sell it or whatever.
You seem like horse people. Yeah. Sell the horse.
Oh, we can build a little thing for Grimby. You know?
I'll see about keeping the horse in the office.
So, when are you planning to head out? Because I'll go with you. I'm on special leave right now for this assignment.
How long? How long do you get? We can stretch this out.
We could milk it for a while.
Yeah, administratively, you get paid.
Yeah, I get paid per day.
Gotta milk the system.
And to be honest, we're probably gonna get lost anyway. And just a matter of how things work. We're gonna stretch it out.
I still need to get some stuff ready, so I'll think about a day from now, not tomorrow, the day after tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me know when you're ready. We'll be here. That morning?
Yeah.
All right.
Bring some rope. Rope. This might get dirty.
Okay. I grab some more of these paintings and take them out of the room and shove them in, throw them in one of the other rooms.
You said you're going to start the day after tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool.
So when you guys come out, what were you guys doing in there?
Oh, we're just...
What's his new job? I heard you guys say something about that.
We're just planning the new job. I'm going to tag along with him.
You guys want some more company?
I don't mind.
I'd like to come too, if it's okay.
I mean, since you're...
I didn't know she was there. I was just like, huh?
I mean, since you're a member of the household now, I mean... you need to protect Lars, apparently.
I mean, any opportunity that'll take me to a new place that I can, like, you know, get wind of my father.
This could be dangerous, though.
Very dangerous.
You guys will protect me, right?
Well,
yeah. She's carrying a staff. A quarter staff.
Yeah.
You think these three can protect you?
You're over here, too?
I think I'm going to have to go along with you guys. Make sure you don't get in too much trouble.
Nah.
You want to go with us?
I don't think we need you. I think we can handle it without you.
Okay. We're sort of suspicious that you're
the
on board.
The more the merrier, right?
You're never on board this easy.
As always, I am mysterious. And I'm trying to decide if I just want to try and bluff you guys right now.
You're going to have to, because I'm not buying it. You're going to have to throw down some BS.
How much are you guys getting paid for this?
You actually ask us that?
Yeah. I mean, if I'm going to come with you, I might want some.
I was just about to say, the money is for me and me alone, and
I mean, it doesn't sound like something you can handle on your own.
I can. You don't know me. I'm a bounty hunter. New title, new sense of style.
You know, I get some time off, so I'm going along to keep Grimpy safe.
Huh? Grimpy's going.
Well, then profit. I'm gonna claim some rights to profits of opportunity.
Okay.
Just laying that down ahead of time.
I say no.
I call any bandit.
I'm not splitting up any money. This money is for me.
I'm not saying that what you're getting paid to do it. I'm saying that what we of the loot.
Oh, you mean from like any bandits?
Of the fat loots that we acquire during our adventure.
Oh, okay. As long as it's not
he wants a piece of those rusty daggers.
Will there be loot?
There's always loot. If not, we find loot and we make it our loot.
All right, I'm in. So I need to be back soon, though.
You're really going to turn down the services?
I know. You're very important to this town.
I do have to check in periodically.
Yes.
I think we could use Manfred.
I mean, I don't have to come along. I'm trying to help you guys out.
I'm right in front of you.
I got my own things to do.
I'm not buying while he wants to go with us. Come on, Manfred. But let's take him. It's not the same without
him. I keep talking about his stupid tower.
Maybe one day he'll let us, like, build a spot there.
Yeah, maybe we could work out something after this.
Sure.
This house is expensive.
You got four people in here. You guys better cover it.
I don't know. You might need a guard for your tower.
She might not work out. She only has a staff. She might not even make it back.
I can hear you.
It's no different than how many times I've said you save Manfred, though.
So wait, when is this job happening? When are we leaving?
A day from now. Not tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. Why do you say that?
The day after tomorrow?
Just the day after tomorrow.
What? Why are we waiting so long?
Yeah, why are we waiting so long?
Need some equipment. You know, I have to figure up some fees for my services.
I mean, where are we going?
And I make an invoice.
Just so you have a general sense, it's 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
How? Where is this job? Is it in town?
I knew if it was this early, I would have said tomorrow then.
Okay, so that's tomorrow.
Huh?
We can leave tomorrow. I mean, whenever we leave, I just don't know what we're going to do for the rest of the day.
Well, I just have some business to take care of, you know. But other than that, I could leave tomorrow if you're in that much of a hurry. I know you have to get back.
I mean, I'd rather kind of go get it done and check back in. I kind of have They kind of have me doing stuff up in the tower, or the mansion now, every couple days.
Important stuff, yes.
Yeah. Usually it involves just kind of standing around looking important, but it is something I do take seriously.
And you get money for that.
I do. I get paid for sitting around, literally.
So envious right now.
Well, I'm going to work down on my tower, so I got nothing else to do.
Yeah, I'm going tomorrow. I'm going to leave.
Stop eating our food. You don't even live here.
Okay.
All right, I can do tomorrow.
All right, tomorrow. That sounds like a plan.
Tommy will leave.
I mean, is there a reason? Well, let's go get your business done. I mean, if we can do it quick, we can maybe leave today.
Well, I'll go with you.
Okay.
We will all follow attentively.
For some reason, everybody's really interested in you.
I tell them I don't need everyone to go with me.
I'm not going to go.
This is bounty hunter-ish stuff, you know. It's no place for ladies and champions and you, whatever you are.
I smile now that people are recognizing me as the champion that I am.
I always knew you were a champion.
I knew it, yeah.
War champion.
Out of character, we never really knew you were a grave robber, right?
As a career,
we thought you were just an ex-soldier.
Yeah.
Yes, we have no idea about that.
That's why I hold respect for him. He's a war veteran.
He's a war veteran, quite a fighter.
He's a war champion.
You guys only know some of my stories.
To sustain that wound in battle. That's enough for me. I sustained this in battle, too.
Right.
Be the Brandy Buck. You find me when you're ready. I'm out.
Let's get out loud when he walks.
Right. You're wearing like those pants.
Corduroy robes. <Yeah.
laughs> I don't want to be secretive right now.
Oh, well, get to your business, my friend.
Okay. I head out.
Secret.
Then we'll have some.
I head out to do my business.
Have some drinks tonight before you come back. We'll have some drinks.
Yes, of course.
Brett, what is that business?
I'm hanging out with Lars wherever he goes.
I go and basically talk to innkeepers and try and get the word out to them about me. Look at like postings around town.
Oh, you already have that set up. You've been here for 2 months now. You've done a couple of jobs.
All right, then I just check in with some contacts.
Okay,
see if anything's going on.
There's a traveling judge who comes around every couple days between this town and then some of the others around here. And if anyone's been brought in on charges, he's able to cast judgment. Then he also brings in someone from another town's looking for this guy.
Yeah,
there's a bounty. Here it is. So,
okay. Can I do double duty? Check another job too.
Yeah. Hey, I might take a job in the place I'm going. So,
I'll come back.
But he's not in town right now, okay. And there's no postings right now. They have a few. They also have a poll that some people post some stuff.
Okay.
Over by the barracks.
He just tries to make a point to, spread the word about himself to certain parties.
All right. So you've been doing that kind of this 2 months. So.
What's our drinking establishment, our favorite place? Split Helm, they have beer there?
Yes, they do.
Is that sort of our crowd? That's sort of our crowd, right?
Probably.
Ron's Knots to get mugged while you're passing out.
Although, unlike Ogre's Reich, you won't have a knife in your back after you pass out. So it's small town. That's what you get.
Where was it they did all those things to me when I passed out?
That was in the Dwarven one.
Yeah,
all those things to you?
All those things being he passed out at the Dwarven tavern.
He tried to drink a Dwarven beer.
And so he drank like two of them and he was totally out. So what they did is they propped him up and they took his beard and put it into the beer. So he slept with his beard in the beer, which Ragnar realized was much more insulting than he did. Yes. He thought it was just a cool prank.
You guys!
Yeah. Ragnar realized it was more biting.
And he woke up with some stuff on his head.
I was covered in troll blood at the time, so it was stinky.
You're covered in vomit, I think. Also.
Oh, yeah.
Like they knocked the bucket on top of you.
That was a rough couple weeks. So anyway, Split Helm is where we're gonna head, and we'll meet him there.
All right.
Yeah.
After. You're ready at like noon. So.
We're bringing Ella with us.
Sure.
Yeah. She's gonna cure all the ailments that we undoubtedly will
incur. I'm curious to see how this poultice is going to turn out because it smells like him.
I lift it up and look under it and notice that your wound is healing up nicely.
Oh, good. Here you go.
My turn.
Your hand doesn't go back. Well, man, I guess we do have one night to rest to try and get rid of a critical wound at this rate.
Right. Do you guys want to do anything during the day, or should
I've got no plans.
When I enter the tavern, I tell everyone I've handled all my business, and I'm leaving tomorrow at 5 in the morning.
All right, well, let's get a good meal.
Right. Start drinking early.
Let's drink a little bit. Drink early so we get a good night's sleep.
Exactly.
Like maybe can employ the services of our newfound friend to, as we all just start pointing at all the horrible wounds we've incurred recently, see if we can maybe patch those up before we go.
And when we get really drunk, make sure we get home.
So I'm mom now.
It's both of your guys.
You're the designated.
Well, the wizard also doesn't drink, right?
Yeah. If I'm going to have all of these duties, I mean, I need a rent reduction.
This is a call of duty right now.
We're testing to see how you work out.
Fine. It's like the new party hazing. They're just going to pile on.
Obviously.
Yes.
It's quite.
We all had to do this at one point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take our turns as designated drivers.
Yeah. Well, I'm out. I got ghoulpox last time someone walked us home.
Making sure that we get home safely after we've been drinking. That's always you.
So do we do anything particular while we're drinking, or we just drink, have a good meal, and head back home?
I show you some Minheim games.
We play. I obviously win because I'm good at them.
Arm wrestle.
I lose. I lose that one. Well, let's heal some wounds.
Okay. I mean, I assume you guys don't want to go out and do anything else. What you can do to help them with what their current wounds are, first aid can get rid of normal wounds, like kind of on the spot after they happen.
Okay.
But it's not as much of a use like during the evening. That's more of a medicine, long-term medicine thing for that skill. But what you can do is if you have valerian and you had it prepared.
Mm-hmm. I spend the day preparing it, and I actually was thinking during the day I would go out and buy some more herbs.
Okay. Well, let's see. I'll let you roll once for the entire batch if you prefer it that way.
Okay.
How many did you want to get? I'm guessing that one, because that one you could give it to them and they'll get a little bonus. Right. At night you get a resilience check, and that'll give them a bonus, the resilience check.
Okay. So what's the question that I'm supposed to answer?
How many did you want to just figure out how many you want to pick up? Pay the shilling per for valerian. It's a shilling per cup.
Okay, I thought I already had valerian.
Oh, okay. Well, you're going to need one.
That was the only thing that I had. I only had valerian, and then I had a my kit or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, the card I didn't give you how many doses and everything else on there.
Yeah, I just have the herbs.
Herbs. Yeah, I just had that for. So did you know how many doses you got?
There's three of them of valerian.
Technically, I think four of them. No, you can't. Oh, yeah, you still have to make the test, though, to get rid of it as a crit. So,
I mean,
but he's not there. He's staying at the,
I'll get a dose each for each of them.
Okay, so that's 3 shillings. And on there, so it's an easy nature lore check.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 1 purple.
Yeah.
She looks like she's going to be a very useful artist.
Yeah.
They're going to work you so hard.
I tell her.
She that keeps talking about valerian. Does that sound familiar? I think I had that once.
One difficulty?
It burned when I peed. Yes. I had to go to a shallion to get rid of it.
That cost some money.
They gave you funny looks when you came in there.
Yeah, so.
So three hammers.
Perfect. You brew them up, shallion.
Problem.
You do it well enough to where you kind of, instead of 10 minutes each, you kind of multitask and able to get 15 minutes out. So it's basically like a tea that you give them before they go to sleep.
Okay.
Do we have to drink a tea before we go to sleep?
Yeah, you do.
Is it Arizona green tea?
This isn't really the warrior spirit I was imagining this to be. I mean,
eat some mint. And
this seems odd. Is it warm?
Hmm.
I mean, we all like drink our tea and then go to sleep as the adventuring party.
We all turn British.
Don't knock it.
Well, I mean, this isn't something we're very familiar with right now.
Stop whining.
We have Ella in our group. She's classed it up a bit. We have tea before we pass out.
You know, and since you've taken the pictures down, the paintings down from her room, it's actually, I feel a little bit more like we're a professional group.
And the house as a whole smells of lavender now.
I approve of this.
In that side of the house, yes.
I don't know what the other side smells like.
I almost feel like we should have horses or a coach or something.
That was lovely.
Like a minivan of like...
We'll come rolling up in our coats. Everyone gets out. What happened to us?
Need a car seat for Greenpeace.
Who's the trouble at?
Well, all right.
All right. Everyone make a resilience roll for the evening. The three of you get an extra white die.
Oh, this tea is delicious.
It's two because it's a two difficulty because you're critically wounded.
My wound adds this for my toughness.
Leftover wounds from previous adventures.
I'm sorry, you said it was two for the wound?
Yes.
You're critically wounded?
Yeah.
And we need a net number of hammers, right?
You need a number of hammers equal to the critical rating. That'll turn it to a normal wound, and then it heals as normal.
Okay, so I have a critical, a chaos star, two hammers, and two boons. So
yeah, odds are not.
I have enough to
get four.
Let's just call it. Oh. Yeah, since you only have that, that's the only wound you got.
Yeah.
So I have enough to get turn this into a regular.
I dream
two successes.
Lavender.
Okay.
I do have a chaos star and two boons.
Let's just call that a wash for now.
Did your hand grow back?
I succeed. I get one success.
What is that enough? Nope. Okay. Well, there you go.
I got nothing.
Not close.
Well, nothing is going to help me.
Okay.
Oh man,
I need to change the dice though.
All right. So you guys are fresh and
I wake up feeling fantastic.
Okay.
I do too.
Lars, you're not.
Smells like lavender in here.
You're not. Then we go to give one to Stumpy, but then realize we hold our hand back afterwards.
Forearm smash.
Stumpy out loud.
All right. Is there anything else you guys want to do before you leave town?
It's morning. Sun hasn't quite risen. I'm ready for adventure.
Make sure to lock the door.
Good call.
Yes. Can we
turn off the stove?
I make sure to thank Ella for her help. I mentioned that I feel
it's one more shilling for.
I do too. That very well done.
I'm
surprised.
It still smells really bad. I start pulling it off.
My sinuses are clear. my hand's still not so good, but
glad I could be of service.
It smells really nice in here,
doesn't it? Lavender. Yeah, it's my favorite smell.
Yeah.
Hardly smells. I could give you some if you'd like.
No, I'm okay. Thank you.
Yeah, because I noticed your side of the house is a little pungent.
Man smell.
We ran out of candles for his side.
Hey. Oh.
You notice in the main room, things have been put into order.
I'm walking around, like, putting things back how they're supposed to be. No.
I follow him.
This is on the floor.
All right. So you guys, maybe this is a good time to kind of close off this session.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Perfect timing. So we'll end with you guys... walking out of town.
Yeah, eventually they come up to the zoo.